nor mystic reflection from the Book of Symbols. Let us think of all those who suffer for their denominational convictions, wherever they are, and of all those who, of whatever kind they may be, are kept in the grips of exclusivity and extremity. Let us not forget that our siblings, persecuted or actively discriminated against, have succeeded in making their presence known and felt for the sake of truth, relevance, and neutrality. May this strengthen the convictions of all of them and renew their commitment to the honor norm. Let us hope that they will have the vigor and courage to eventually cast off the yoke of political oppression and religionism, and that they will win their persecutors or discriminators to a new insight, to a genuine and inclusive siblinghood indeed.